What's up, guys? Welcome to AfterBuzz TV as we break down episode 4 of Champs vs. Pros. And guys, you do not want to miss it tonight because we've got a very special guest in studio for you.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
No. I'm digging it. I dig it.
I love it. That first second when it comes back and nobody knows what to do.
Right.
Like, everyone's waiting for the song.
Yeah, they're so are we dancing, guys? How do we?
Yeah.
Can't really do that. Lights out, dance to this.
Yeah. Well, thanks, guys, for tuning in. We will be breaking down a cold day in hell, but we do have a special guest for you. And before we get to that, my name is Paulina Aguilar, and you guys can find me on Twitter at _PaulinaAguilar and on Instagram at PaulinaAguilar. And please welcome my lovely co-host.
Hey, guys. Thanks for tuning in. You just missed me do the lights out dance like an idiot, but my name is Jenna Bussier.
You can find me again
on Twitter at @Jenna_Bussier.
And hello, everybody. Thanks for joining us. My name is Pamela Gross, and you can find me on the Twitter and the Instagram at Pamela Gross Jill.
And we've got the lights out merriment.
It's been here for 20 minutes already, and
we're building it up.
Yeah, we had to stop from hearing all the good stuff before we're saving it for you guys. We're doing it for you.
All right, so before we break down tonight's episode, we want to get to know a little bit of that hot dog competition that was going on over there. Let's just jump right into it. How the heck did you get stuck on that thing?
So, first of all, nobody my size is supposed to be wrapped up in anything. Right? Nobody wrapped up. So, when I seen it, I was like, you know what? I'm going to drown, right? I didn't think that I was actually going to do it, but I'm like, I'm the biggest person there, obviously, and they got me wrapped up. And the wrap wasn't bad, other than I couldn't breathe. Right, so when they lay you down,
that's not great.
The wrap is not that bad to have you wrapped up, but I'm so big, it's like putting everything in here. Now you have to roll.
And you had the bag of chips in your mouth too, so you had.
Oh damn, those chips!
They left
me the hook, and Lolo actually. Let me just throw her in the bus early on. Now my girl Lolo, she just threw, because she was supposed to have the chips in her, so I wasn't going to have them because I knew for sure that I didn't need the chips in my mouth because I was barely going to finish anyway. So I got stuck with the chips.
So
that's how the chips fall.
Right. But the thing is,
corny.
Right. It's okay.
But you were ripping it though. You were first place. I thought you had it in the bag. Yeah. Another cliche pun. Uh-huh. But you were so far ahead of everybody, and then something happened, and I don't know, your face first and mustard. Like, what was that factor that slowed you down?
You know, when I got in there, because I am the biggest person there, I really had to use every other part of my body to get out. So I've been using my body to roll, and beat everybody there and beat everybody there. And I tried to do the same thing when I got in the sauce.
Right.
It was a little too saucy. I was too much sauce. Right. I couldn't handle the sauce. And I got in there, and for the first time, I was thinking like, oh shit, like I'm in trouble.
Here we go.
Right.
So as you said, I was leading. I felt good. I'm like, I'm beating everybody. Right. I kicked everybody's ass. Oh shit, right? I got in the sauce and I'm laying on my back for the first time and I can't get out, right? I can't get out and I'm looking to the sky and I was this close from like quitting, right? I wasn't going to finish. And I remember Cameron Wembley, who also was also competing
also
on the show.
Also a big dude.
A big dude. He was telling me that when he was going, he was looking at the sky and they had the drone. Mm. Right, they had the drone, so he said he didn't want to quit.
Otherwise.
Yeah, he didn't want to quit. And I was thinking to myself, I said, if I quit, everybody going to see me in the world, basically, quit. I'm not quitting. So I just found a way to finish.
But that drone gave us an amazing photo.
Oh, my God.
Which we may or may not have if we can get that pulled
up. We'll get it, but we're going to save that a little bit later as a surprise.
Just
because it's too good.
But I wanted to ask you, have you eaten a hot dog since that challenge? What's your relationship like with hot dogs
now? We're not that close, honestly. And we kind of made up, but I'm never talking to the ketchup again.
No ketchup.
I was at a restaurant like 3 or 4 days after, and they brought ketchup over, and I shoved the ketchup. off of the table.
How dare you,
I
sir?
Was so pissed.
I know, right? But can you imagine the story you tell someone where they're like, why do you not like ketchup?
Yo, you got a problem with ketchup? Like, what's the beef here? What happened?
And they'll never get it. They'll never understand.
I want to send you like 50 packages of ketchup to your house. Just to...
Oh, my God.
No, that would do it.
All right. Well, what is this whole thing with CM Punk? Are you guys okay now? You know, not a lot of people know about what happened in 2007.
Yeah, so basically in 2007, I was in Costa Rica vacationing, and the WWE had a show. They had a big show out there. So we were staying at the same hotel, and I was out there with a couple friends of mine. We kind of laying by the pool, and I was walking around, and I seen, you know, two or three guys that I knew, and I went to go say hello, and I went back, and I also seen Eve. Mm-hmm. Who was, you know, I think she was a diva or something at the time, where she was doing some kind of broadcast, you know, so, or
Eve Torres.
Eve Torres, right? Eve Torres. Mm-hmm. And I've known Eve since we met in San Diego one time, so I seen her and I went up and I said hello and how, you know, what are they doing out here and what's going on, and we kind of went our separate ways. Well, the following, like, even like later on that night, I get this Twitter message saying I got played by WWE Diva. So I said, "Play? What are you talking about?"
Yeah.
I didn't even
Can I
really
say hello to my friend.
Yeah, I didn't even really know what was going on, but it got really big because they were at me and at I was, it was like lighting up, and I didn't look at my phone because I was in Costa Rica and some parts of it I didn't have service.
Right,
just having a great time, So I finally seen who it came from, and I saw him when I was laying by the pool, and he was in a thong.
Uh-huh.
Right,
for real.
Like, for real thong.
It was close.
Okay.
It was close. Wow. And I think it was a thong.
Picture of CM.
I think it was a thong.
Shout out, post
But you know what? If that's what he was into, that's fine. If you like with thongs by the pool. So I was, you know, I was pretty pissed off because not of what he said, but how it kind of went down.
Right.
That wasn't the case.
Yeah.
So anyway, you know, I said something back to him about wearing this thong or whatever the case was. He said something back to me, and I said something back to him. And when it went five or six times, and it got picked up everywhere. I mean, it was like in Chicago newspaper. It was in New York. So it was everywhere. And not to mention that, you know, I was still talking to the WWE about potentially being a superstar, about being a wrestler. And so it wasn't far-fetched that something could have, you know, could have happened.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, it's beyond just, like,
that would
petty
great.
Beef. It could have
really
affected
Did
you guys see great money for WWE if you did become a wrestler and you guys matched up one time? I mean...
Right, the thong versus peacock.
Right,
that's what
right.
Well,
peacock
and the thong.
And, and that's what was going to happen at the time, and I didn't know where that was going or where it was going to lead to, but it definitely got blown up out of proportion.
So unnecessary. Did you guys have any encounter before the show?
Yeah, so I didn't really understand I'm from Maryland and I'm from the DMV area, right? Mm-hmm. I'm from the East Coast. We act a little different.
Jersey.
Yeah, we act a little different out there, right? And when I seen him for the first time, I walked up to him kind of like, "What's up?"
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if we did have problems, I would like to straighten it out now.
Right.
However, we need to kind of straighten things out. And he came up, said, "No, he's cool." And I said, "Okay, cool. I'm cool," or whatever. And, you know, we're going to compete and have a good time on the show.
Right.
Yeah.
And that was really it.
Okay, cool. Because, I mean, you went up to him on the show. So do you think that was kind of initiated by production? They wanted you guys to have that confrontation?
Yes,
or?
Yes and no, because it kind of needed to be had a little bit too. Because there were so many things said or extra around the situation. They blew up even bigger. So we were around all the other pros and all the other challenges. We were around everybody, so we didn't have a time to sit down and talk.
Right.
So our first time interaction without everybody being around, he was really sitting off somewhere by himself, and I was about to go and talk to him, and I'm walking over and saying, "Are you going to talk to CM?" Mm. And I said, "Yeah, I'm going to talk."
Can we get it? Of course, yeah.
And, you know, me, I don't have that big of an ego where if I did something or said something, I'll say sorry.
Right.
I don't have that type of a problem.
But you did, and you were the one to bring up the situation.
Right. You know, and I went over and we kind of just talked about what happened from his side, and I talked about what happened from my side. Mm-hmm. But it's still a little bit like, I want to kick your ass a little bit too, because we're about to compete.
Right.
You know, we're about to go. At some point in time, I knew that, look, they ain't having me on the show for no reason.
Right.
And I know they wanted to kind of egg this situation on.
Yeah.
So I thought I was going to get a better chance to compete against him. Mm-hmm.
Well, you did get that opportunity, and you lost to him.
Well, Paulie,
You didn't have to get straight to the point.
Hey, Sean, I don't know if you remember, but you lost on the show.
Yeah, no, you didn't.
I don't know if you heard her or her, but you lost.
That was my last segue to CM Punk.
But since it was CM, what was that like? Were you more pumped up? Was it a little awkward? Did it make it any different competing because it was CM Punk?
Well, you know, this is the thing. When I saw how they had things set up, I thought I would have a better opportunity to go in physically do something to him, right? So when I seen how the course is set up, I started going around and asked Johnny Bananas, and I asked some of the other guys there who've seen the course like that before.
Right.
So what I thought when I first seen it was, is that I'm going to have to clash with him physically, and I'm like, yes, I get my time, right? I'm so happy about it.
Right.
I'm trying to act calm and cool about it, but in my head, I'm thinking, like, I'm about to kick the shit out of this dude, right? So, and everybody going to get a chance to see us.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I have to get a chance to go. Yeah. So we're getting ready. Nobody really knows what's going to happen. And right as we're walking over, they say, oh, by the way, it's a blindfolded stick match.
You're like, what?
And in my head, I'm thinking, like, really?
Like, is he a pinata?
Right.
You get to
you know, so I didn't really get the opportunity like I was looking for.
They never could have let you go up against him, though. The size matchup, I mean, that wouldn't even have been
great TV. Well, I mean, it would have been rated R,
That's what sucks so much about a challenge like that.
Yeah.
Well, we were all obviously super sad to see you go. But in that, it's like, oh, man. I mean, it is so much chance and circumstance
and
goofiness.
Yeah, you're blindfolded.
That it's a bummer.
I mean,
it's a bummer. And it's all about, and the person helping you call, that were you a little salty about that? Or was it like, fine, back to my regular life?
You know, it's funny that you say it, because even in the, like the hot dog rolling races we had, right?
Yeah.
I easily, you know, most of us, you could have quit, right? I mean, what's going to happen? Okay, you didn't finish a hot dog race, whatever. But, you know, all of us were professional athletes there, so that inner thing is like telling us not to quit.
Of course.
And we're going to keep, you know, I didn't have to finish, but I'm like, I'm not quitting.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
but it's that inner athlete. So when I did lose against Punk, I was a little pissed off about it. Because
it sucks.
It wasn't that the going home part about it. It was that I lost to him.
Right.
The guy who I was.
It
was a little bit to me, because I thought I was going to have the opportunity to go out and perform and do something that was a little bit more physically challenging than a stick fight.
Just
match.
Join the MMA and take your second chance.
Hey.
Well, I mean, you know, that's,
heard
that's,
it here first.
That's a possibility.
Yeah.
That's a possibility too.
Well, on the show, you also said that hot dog contest was going to present a lot of funny memes.
And it's
and
we
Jenna
took the
here,
challenge.
Jenna here spent hours and hours and hours over this past weekend making
Don't
these memes just for you.
Jenna spent hours.
All right, so let's go through a few.
So let me know how I do.
Go on the challenge, they said. It's for charity.
I love it, because it looks like you were just
when
outside
you find
of
out you're moving from San Diego to Buffalo.
Right.
Might
oh
add
my
a
God.
Little bit of concern for working on my summer body life. Like, where's the hot
everybody.
Dogs? Like, I did three crunches. Give me the hot dogs.
The face you make when you get signed by the Bills.
Oh, okay. All right.
Sean Merriman, now available for your summer barbecue.
Oh, good.
There you go. Just in time. When CM Punk sends you home, episode 2.
That was cold.
That was my favorite.
That was a little cold. The 41s when the Buffalo one happened.
Yeah.
That was good. I mean, I love Buffalo,
but it was a little bit of pride, you know?
Yeah.
Good job.
You know, the funny, that picture right there is when I looked into the sky and I realized that drone was there.
That's what you were saying.
That was it.
So
you realized there's a drone
it's
above
you. It's so funny
you
knew that because the image, you seriously see you look at the drone, take a few deep breaths. It's zooming in on you. Like, that was a 30-second look at Sean Merriman in ketchup and mustard right here.
But I knew it. I even when town so was happening, like, you know, I see these memes all the time, and I'm like, I'm not going to be one. Right. I mean, I turned out to be one or 20, but at the time, I was like, I'm not quitting.
Isn't that everybody's biggest fear? Now everything is going viral memes. Like, you go to the grocery store, and you trip, and then you're a viral meme. Like, I feel like no one's safe.
Yeah.
So I see what you're saying with that.
No one is safe. Now, Lola's been getting a lot of social media base because she's so blunt and honest and, you know, just out there, and kind of they were kind of comparing them to her two bananas.
Yeah.
I mean, you were with both of them at the same time. How was that whole experience?
It was pretty close. Yeah. I mean, bananas to a certain point. I mean, don't get me wrong. I still think he's, you know, an asshole sometimes.
He is.
No, but, you know, he's a good guy, but he said some things on set, and I was like, damn.
Right.
Like, that's cold. You know, I wouldn't say anything like that. Lolo, in a sense, has one speed, right?
Right.
She has one speed, I think she's such a competitor sometimes that for her to interact with regular people
it's really hard.
Seriously, it's really hard because she's such a competitor and wants to win and everything. You know, for example, we went and had to play football that one day.
Flag football.
Right? We had to play the flag football, and we're going up and we're on defense. And I think Lolo was playing. She came up and leveled Lindsay.
Yeah. Oh, was that all that? Well, we didn't see her level her. She asked, oh, can I hit somebody? Like, do I have to refrain, hold back?
Yeah. Right. I mean, she came up and, like, straight up football, like she was trying out for the combine. Slash, I'm going to leave my feet.
Trying to get a scholarship.
Yeah, I mean, straight up. Yeah. She was trying to get a scholarship. And she came up and leveled Lindsay. And I kind of looked back at the cameras. And I was like, oh, did you see that? Like,
you guys got
crazy.
That?
But she already kicked it into another gear. She had kicked it into another gear mentally. And then at that point, when she started to feel like everyone was looking at her like she was crazy, she became more crazy.
Right,
it was like,
more defensive.
More defensive. Like, I'm not crazy. I'm not defensive. This is not a game. I'm out here to win. What's wrong with you? So that came to that level.
Well, on the show, it made it seem like she, you know, her foundation and her charity was the most important thing above everyone. That's how it perceived. I personally don't think she would intentionally do that. Was it like that?
Yeah, I mean, we did. I mean, we all felt like that because she did it, in a sense, have every opportunity to say her charity. And I don't know how many times they played it, but she said it as much as she possibly could.
Right.
And if she lost or got in a position to lose, it was automatically like, you guys don't want me to win for my charity.
Right.
And in actuality, it's like, Lola, we're all here for our charity.
Right.
You know? But anyway, it kind of gave me into a mindset of how she really thinks all the time.
Right.
And look, it's not like I'm going up and when we're playing flag football, I can tackle, knock anybody out. I'm not going to really go do it.
I'm going to kill Gus. Like, why would you?
Yeah, exactly.
Gus, you're going down.
Like, Gus, I'm tired of your seat. I'm going to knock your ass out.
Look out, Louie. Why take it to that?
I love Gus. He never stopped singing, too, by the way. I mean, he provided us with more tunes on our way to everything.
Aww.
Right? At first, like the first two times, I was annoyed. I was like,
why is this Gus singing?
Gus, we won't never. She won't shut up. And like the third trip, I'm like, Gus, sing that thing that you sing.
Hey, have you heard
the
thing?
Yeah.
Right. Oh,
that's so funny.
Man, he's starting off. Well, he can sing. He's really talented.
Oh.
That's, is this your first reality? Because you've done ESPN and you know, sports gigs and all this stuff. So was this something that you wanted? Did you even watch the show before?
Yeah, some. I mean, I missed some years. It's been on for 52 years already.
Right,
but,
seriously. Season 100.
Yeah, so I've, you know, obviously know who some of the main people who's on air every year, Johnny Bananas and, you know, Noon Ashley and some of the people just on there before.
Yeah.
Right.
CT and all that. So I've known some of them before,
forever.
But yeah, see, I love CT.
Yeah.
So. But yeah, so, you know, I watched it, but I didn't know. So you never really know, right? It's when they say reality nowadays, and you know, obviously people play certain things up for the camera or whatnot. But what happened in that point was is that you had a bunch of people who started to compete and then had to go back and be civilized in a way. Like, they'll have us at dinner. They have us conversating. It's like, no, you just told me that, you know, you're going to kick my ass.
Right.
Or you just told me, you know, so now you're putting us in a position where people are going to argue. Or people are going to kind of go at each other's throats. So that's what ended up happening.
It's like having to play a game and then go have dinner with your rival team.
Right.
That you just played against.
Right.
Like, you don't
do
that.
I mean, it's exactly
you can't
like
be in the same room with that person.
Yeah.
Right.
So I have a question. If of the champs, who do you think would have the potential to be a real, a pro athlete? And in what?
It's a great question.
Yeah, that is a really good question. I would say maybe Durrell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, Durrell, I think he would have had an opportunity.
Yeah.
CT is an undercover athlete.
That's what, CT's great.
He played basketball in college, I think. I think it was D3, so it wasn't anything that you would notice.
Well, I watched the show before, and then, you know, I seen it in person. I'm like, who let their dad on the set, right? Who let the dad? Yeah. And then we get out there playing football, and then he's like out there like covering people and running around.
Oh my God,
it's crazy.
He's real deal.
He's a real athlete. Yeah.
Did you ever see the clip of him making Johnny Bananas a human backpack?
No.
Oh,
dude,
you
picked
gotta
up Johnny
that.
Bananas on his back and just walked.
And
with him on his back.
Like with anger. Yeah. They were that was a real battle. And he was like, I will dominate you. I mean, it was amazing. And
he's
probably the closest
to like a linebacker
ass.
Build.
Oh, for sure.
It was incredible.
And he had athleticism, so that was good.
Yeah. So these champs literally train every year to be back on the show. Did you do any of that? I feel like you just, all right, I'm in, show up day
off. Well, no, because they kept so much of it a secret to us.
Right.
I mean, everything. And in my head, when I'm thinking about competing, I know they're going to have us doing some kind of wacky something or whatever. But for the most part, you know, we're going to have an opportunity to really go and compete at something.
Yeah.
So we walk up the first day, and we started to shoot, and I walk up, and I see hanging ropes. I'm like, God. I'm like, you know, I'm...
You didn't expect anything like
that
at all?
No, I'm 260 pounds. I probably got it. Other than, you know, Cameron, I probably have everybody by 40 pounds or 50 pounds at least. And now I have to hang my big ass on some ropes, right?
And climb over people.
And I'll never forget we were doing that. And I was going over the ropes, and I had to step on Candace Wiggins, and she was looking down at me. And she was like,
"She's all scared."
She was like, "Yeah, sure, go." And she was like, she wanted to cry. I felt so bad for her. I felt so bad because she was like trying to cheer me on, but it hurt her that I stepped on her leg so bad.
Oh.
But it was funny at the time, and I'm hanging from the ropes, and my forearms are starting to burn. But when Candace's face, she looks up at me, and she's almost in tears, but she's trying to cheer me on.
Yeah.
So that was hilarious that we did that. But I knew I was going down because I think if I didn't go down first, and I told them before we went, I said, if I don't go down first, by the time we get to the end of the ropes, you guys will not be able to hold me up. We're all going to be taking a swim. For sure.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
That's good. You took one for the team.
Let's talk about your foundation a little bit.
Yeah.
Lights On and then Lights On Foundation?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then you have your activewear apparel?
Yes. So the Lights On Foundation was established when I was a sophomore year at the University of Maryland. Mm-hmm. You know, I grew up in the DMV area, and you know, we grew up homeless and lost, you know, houses and things like that, forced to live in shelters. So my very first thing that I did was my sophomore year, I held a big winter coat drive at the University of Maryland. And it was crazy because I just wanted to collect a couple of coats for people, mm-hmm. and we ended up collecting 4,000 coats my first year. You know, a lot of big publications came out and networks. The Burlington Coat Factory. I mean, all these people, and I was like a sophomore or junior in college when I first started to do this. And from that point on, I think we're a little over 20,000 coats collected so far.
Wow.
So we started to do a lot of that. So yeah, I mean, we've still.
That's pretty.
I think you don't see that kind of charity at the college level as much.
Yeah.
So that's really amazing.
It was really because how I was forced to grow up really fast because we didn't have much, right? So I just knew that as soon as I had the kind of a national spotlight, I played at a Division I school, and you know, we had games on ESPN and ABC, and you know, so we had these big games, and I had started to develop a name. So I knew that if I did something, I was going to have some eyes and I would get some attention. So I established it pretty early on.
Give it back.
Yeah, give it back.
To the community you came from, yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
And how did you, sorry.
No, go for it.
How was it, was that drawn from your own experience or did you see something?
Yeah, I mean, when we lost, you know, to kind of make a shorter story, we lost our home when I was a kid. You know, electricity went off and we couldn't afford the bills, and my mom lit a candle in a house because we didn't have lights, and one of the candles had burned through my TV in my room and burned the entire house down.
Oh,
we were
God.
Forced to move God. Into shelters and lived in cars. I mean, we had it pretty rough growing up, and from that point on, I knew that when I was in that I got an opportunity to help somebody else. I got a name for myself and a kind of a national playing level, and that's when I really established the Lights On Foundation.
Yeah.
So that's how it started.
Wow, that's fantastic. Yeah. And then your active line?
Lights out, right? You know, we're growing so fast. And the apparel industry is tough because you got a lot of competition out here. So you got to make really good product and brand yourself correctly. Yeah. We just launched in Tilly's last week. So now we're selling in Tilly's.
I got to go get myself a shirt.
Go to Tilly's and type in lights out.
Or you can hook us up with some.
Discount over here.
Yeah,
for sure.
Model. Yeah,
absolutely. It's absolutely.
Cool. I'll make you a hot dog shirt.
So, you know, we got some really cool partnerships. We partnered with Bellator, which is MMA league, which is on Spike TV. They got really big fights coming up, I think, this June 23rd. Yeah, June 23rd at Madison Square Garden. They got a bunch of big fights coming up for Bellator, so I'll be out there promoting for that.
Oh, nice.
I'll be in Colorado this weekend with my driver, Jesse Iwuji. He's racing in Colorado, my driver of NASCAR team. Oh, so
you have so much going on.
Right? Yeah. I feel like a fashion show coming up, right?
I feel like I knew a lot of stuff that you have going on, but now you're just pulling all these out. I'm like, wow.
Yeah. Busy. Yeah. You know,
NASCAR extremely.
Did they leave that one off?
It's all fun. Yeah, right there.
Is it?
I have a lot of.
You got the Saks on there. Yes. You got the NASCAR team.
Yeah. So wait, what is that? So you do you sponsor a car?
Yeah, so it's a Canon series. Jesse Iwuji's one of maybe like one or two African American drivers in the league. He's active in the military. He's a lieutenant in the Navy. He's driving a NASCAR, so he's a great representation for Lights Out for the company.
Yes, seriously.
And I just love NASCAR and kind of being another bridge to maybe add up some diversity to the sport.
Yeah, really.
So we got a couple big things coming up, but just owning a car wasn't enough. So we got another big
cool
announcement
stuff.
Coming up.
Do you have a spacecraft that you want to tell us?
No. But I seen that SpaceX that Elon is over there doing. I got a little jealous.
It's in the works. It's in the works.
Conduizing Mars.
Absolutely.
Sky's the limit. Are we going to see you on the television screen anytime soon? Would you come back to the challenge?
I would because I know what to expect now. I know what to expect.
How are you in puzzles, though, in trivia?
Well, I'll have to cheat. Look over my shoulders and throw up the sign language to get me right.
All spare love and challenges.
Yep. No, but I definitely will because I had fun doing it. I've got a bunch of stuff. I still work over there doing some stuff with ESPN over at Sports Nation, a couple other networks. I have something coming out soon. I don't know when they're going to release it with George Lopez, etc.
I love that guy. That's awesome.
DLQ League, Eddie Griffin, Charlie Murphy, God Rest His Soul.
What is it?
It's called A Comedy Get Down. I think it's coming out. I don't know. Maybe in the next month.
And what's your involvement in that?
I'm playing a character on this. I don't know if they gave me the clearance to talk about it. Now you got to have me back on because
don't threaten us with a good time.
I want to get your predictions for the rest of the champs versus pro season. Do you have a certain champ reigning? Power.
You already know?
I don't know. I assume that you... Do you know?
No.
They kept... Even the locations, right? Even the locations where we're going to do stuff, we never knew what was going to happen. So we get on it on a bus, and we go, and we show up somewhere. And it's like, okay... Like, first of all, I don't even need to know where this part of L.A. is. I don't even know where we are in the woods somewhere.
Yeah.
And then just all kind of sauce and shit on the ground. Like, what is this sauce in the middle of the woods, right? What are you going to do?
It can only mean great things.
Right. Sauce in the woods.
Title of Sauce in the Woods. It's like, all
right. That's a new meme right there.
Sauce in the Woods. Party at the water tower.
Yep.
Well, you are welcome back at any time.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
We love having you. And I have one last question.
Yes.
Cavs or Warriors?
Cavs.
I mean, they were down 2-0 last year and turned it around.
Yeah,
so
it's a little different this year. It's going to be tougher. Obviously, them losing the early on at home is going to be tough. They didn't have Kevin Durant last year.
Which
is funny.
Seriously.
I see him now. Obviously, I used to play basketball with KD.
And KD's from Maryland.
Back in Maryland.
We all
came through like some of the same AAU programs. So, I used to...
Did you play basketball?
I played basketball first, actually.
And you ain't rooting for
with
your boy,
Kevin Durant.
Huh?
Yeah, I root for him.
I think am I the only Warrior supporter here? Because you guys are all East Coasters.
Really. Well, I'm...
Well, you live in LA now, girl. Okay?
No, I'm
right,
not.
Right, right.
I don't want to say how I truly feel loud, but I'm leaning towards the Cavs because I love Kyrie and he's a Jersey boy. So I'm going hometown also. So that's my.
I'm going to keep it West Coast.
Okay.
And say the Warriors.
Well, we'll see how it goes. So. Seems like they have it in a bag as of right now. But.
No, not yet. They got a couple games away. All right. Well, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Let them know.
Add Sean Merriman on Twitter and Instagram. Follow the Lights Out brand, which is on Twitter and Instagram. Mm-hmm. And then lightsoutbrand.com. You can get all your Lights Out gear.
Free shirts for everybody.
Also, we got... But I will have a... You know what? For you guys,
we'll
I will have a promo code for all the fans, everybody who watched the show.
Okay.
And I'll have a promo code for you guys.
Yay. Thank
you.
Oh, that's great.
Well, you guys get it for free.
You guys get it for free. We'll actually set that up. That's wonderful.
Perfect.
We appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
And yeah, this has been amazing. You're a fascinating person. Thank you so much for coming. It's a true honor to meet you.
I appreciate it. When I'm not in the sauce, I'm
cool. When the chips aren't in your mouth and the sauce ain't around you, it's all good.
Sauce in the woods.
We should have brought the sauce in the woods. We should have force fed.
No, I've been climbing under the table trying to run away.
I came on After Buzz and all I got was this stupid meme of me looking at it.
Right. I would have wore it too.
We'll make it for next time.
There you go.
Pam, where can they find you?
Oh, you can find me. My name is Pamela Gross. Thanks again for being with us. And you can find me at Pamela Gross Jill on Twitter and Instagram.
And guys, you can catch me on Twitter at Jenna_Bussier.
And you guys can find me on Twitter at _PaulineAguilar and on Instagram at @PaulineAguilar. And once again, thank you for being here.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate it.
See you guys next week. Yeah.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.